You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today I'm sharing two stories about the importance of making me time for yourself and how it can even be life-changing if you do that just once a week. What matters is having that special time to look forward to. You could view it as a life raft in your busy life, floating there and waiting for you to climb on for some downtime. I know we're all told that we should build me time and self-care into every day, but sometimes you can't pull that off. So here are two real-life examples of people who scheduled their me time for once a week and found that worked very well for them. In our first story, Juliet Huang tells us about her life as a teacher. She gets up at 5:30 a.m., and it only gets worse from there. She teaches all day and then needs to attend meetings, help kids after school, and deal with whatever unexpected tasks pop up each day at work. By the time she leaves school, carrying papers home to grade, she's exhausted. Sometimes she has to throw her lunch away at that point, the one she never got to eat. Juliet says, "A few years ago, I would have surrendered to the anxiety. I would have gone home with a bag of chips and settled in front of the TV, a sense of failure clouding my weekend. But I am smarter and stronger now. On Saturdays, I'm out of bed at 7 a.m. My pointe shoes are packed and my leotard color is matched to my ballet skirt. I grab coffee and breakfast and take the train to the ballet studio." Juliet's life raft is her weekly ballet class. She dances her heart out for 2 hours, freeing herself from the stress of the work week and laughing with her new friends at the studio. Juliet didn't even take her first ballet class until she was 27, even though she had always wanted to try it. She says, "At first I looked silly. 7-year-old flexible children did ballet, not this stiff, pudgy adult. I wanted to bolt. Then the sweet strains of classical music started. Suddenly, I was following the steps and my mind was a blank. I had to concentrate on moving and nothing else mattered. It was a sweet zone of zen as long as the music lasted. The sense of relief had me hooked into ballet for the next 3 years." She says that one class a week has made a huge difference, readying her to conquer another work week every Monday. So Jane Thurber Smith has always loved horses, but for years her riding took a backseat to her 4 kids' soccer games, hockey practices, dance recitals, karate classes, and golf tournaments. As her children became more independent, she decided it was time to put herself on the calendar. She did the same thing as Juliet, carving out one block of time per week to pursue her passion. In Jane's family, there's now a standing rule that she is not available to anyone until after 2 p.m. on Saturdays. That's her barn time, and it's sacred to her, her life raft each week. She has a work-to-ride lease at a nearby stable, and it's the best of all worlds. As soon as she arrives at the stables, she feels more relaxed, breathing in the sweetness of freshly mown hay. She gets some exercise, mucking and hauling hay bales for a couple of hours. Then in return for her chores, she gets to ride her leased horse for a while. Jane says, "Sometimes I'm joined by a friend and other times I ride solo, but it's always a reset and recharge of my batteries for another week in the real world." Jane's family knows that if there's an event on Saturdays, it has to be scheduled to start at 2:30 p.m. instead of noon. No one complains about a late lunch though, because if Jane's not happy, no one's happy, right? Everyone wants mom to have that me time so she can be at her best. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and the useful advice it contains. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just head to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our book about miracles and divine intervention. These stories will give you goosebumps because, after all, truth is always stranger than fiction.